We bow our heads in a word of prayer. Lord, you do bear us up. You lift our spirits, you guide us, you direct us. And yes, we like Job sometimes wonder. And yet the beauty is that your love transcends so many things in our lives. And today, let us focus on who we are and that love that so beautifully is laid out for us, that we may, yes, like eagles, be lifted up to rejoice in the power of your grace and your love and your mercy. And so bless us as we come to your word this day. Amen. This morning, we have our three readings, but I would also like to take us to the book of Genesis. And there we read, "Then the Lord God said, 'It is not good that man should be alone. I will make him a helper fit for him.' Now out of the ground the Lord God had formed every beast of the field and every bird of the heavens, and he had brought them to the man to see what he would call them. And whatever the man called every living creature, that was its name. The man gave names to all livestock and to the birds of the heavens and to every beast, that was its name, it was in the field. But for Adam, there was not found a helper fit for him. And so the Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall upon the man. And while he slept, he took one of his ribs and he closed up its place with flesh. And the rib that the Lord God had taken from the man, he made into a woman, and he brought her to the man. And then the man said, 'This at last is bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman, because she was taken out of man. Therefore, a man shall leave his father and his mother and hold fast to his wife, and they will become one flesh.'" Today is Father's Day. 5 weeks ago, we celebrated Mother's Day. These 2 days are reminders that each of us were born into these families, a special place. Family. Others of you may have been blessed enough to be adopted into a family. And the point that I'm trying to make is that God had a plan. And that plan involved families. At the creation, after he had created all of this, he looked at man and he said that he could not be alone. "It is not good that man should be alone. I will make a helper fit for him." You see, the truth is, none of us were created to be alone. And sometimes we like to be alone, but yet the truth is, we are not created to be alone. We are created to be a part of a community, to be in families. And back in the 60s, there was a song entitled, "No Man is an Island." And it talked about the realities that we were not to be alone. One of the things we have learned throughout this whole time of the pandemic is that loneliness became a very real issue for many people. Oh yes, we need our alone times. But God did not create us to live in isolation. He created us to be a part of a community, to share with one another. And when he surveyed his creation, he said it was not good that man should be alone. And what did God do? He created a helper fit for man. 50 years ago this afternoon, I made a commitment. I married my wife at 3 o'clock in a very hot Oklahoma day. The dean of students from our college, St. John's, delivered the homily at our wedding. He focused on these words from the creation text. "It is not good that man should be alone, but that God created for him a helper. She was to be beside him. And I will never forget how he talked about in a marriage relationship, and as we look at this reunion between man and woman, God created man to be beside him, not for man to lord over her. She was to be his helper, his helpmate. He took from Adam a rib, and he formed a woman. And Adam realized, this is bone of my bone and flesh of my flesh, when he saw her. And what the dean said at that point, I've lived throughout my marriage. That is that this helper God gives us in this relationship we call marriage is to be a union of side by side. It is a togetherness. It is walking together. It is to be helpers to one another, not one above the other, what? Not one lording over the other, but we were to be one flesh. That's the union of marriage, one flesh, created to be side by side, not superior, but co-equals in a relationship that God placed us in, which, yes, there was a man and a woman, and God stood at the head of that union. Together. Now we all know that that's challenging because of our sinful nature. There are moments when we want to be self-centered, and that self-centeredness plays havoc with the truth. And reality is that it is not always easy to walk side by side. It can be difficult to that partner who we married, and whenever we had our marriages, that sometimes that marriage becomes a struggle. And yet, in our marriage vows, we talked about being there together, side by side, in the good and the bad, and that God would lead, that God would take care of us, He would provide for us. And then as a part of that creation, that section ends with these words, therefore a man shall leave his father and his mother and shall hold fast to his wife, and they shall become one flesh. That's important for us in a world today in which marriage is being rocked by all kinds of things. Marriage is being challenged and even ignored. And yet the reality, this is a part of God's creation, that He created us to live in this union called marriage. It's not just coincidental. It's not just accidental. Paul even writes about the marriage relationship in chapter 5 of Ephesians when he talks about how Christ sees the church as the bride of Christ. Therefore, be imitators of God as beloved children, and walk in love as Christ loved us, and gave himself up for us, a fragrant offering and sacrifice to God. It's interesting to me that when you think about the church, when you think about who we are as brothers and sisters in Christ, and God relates to us as his bride. Think about that. What does that mean to you? The church is the bride of Christ. Throughout scriptures, we have this idea of marriage being carried out time and time again, and that relationship that we have together in marriage. That walking side by side. In those 50 years I've been married to my wife, sometimes, yes, that was difficult. And yet, the beauty is that there were those times that we could come side by side, one to the other, and be a helper to one another. And I think as Paul, when he talks to the Ephesian church and when he's talking about all of this, he talks about Christ and seeing the church as his bride. He talks about our walking together side by side, helping one another, being there for one another. Christ made a commitment to us. He came into this world to take our place. to die in our stead, to overcome sin, death, and the devil. He made a commitment to us, and he called us his bride. And he told us to love one another as he has loved us. Sometimes I think we forget to think about who we are as brothers and sisters in Christ in the community we call the church. We are walking together side by side. We need to consider that walk, where we're going, what's it all about? What is our relationship to one another? Do we just come here to fill pews on Sunday morning? It's about a relationship we have, not just to one another, but a relationship we have to God. God loved us, and we come because of that love, and knowing he loves us, we can love one another. Sometimes we need to come beside one another. And sometimes that can be difficult, especially if we've had a conflict with one of our brothers and sisters in Christ. And yet the reality is, that's the time we need to walk side by side together. Why? Because our Lord was willing to walk beside us, to lay the burden of our sin upon himself, and to take our place on the cross. What did Christ do for his bride, the church? He laid down his life. The months ahead, we're going to be working together as God's people in this place. Some of you will wonder, well, how come we aren't doing all these things, and how come we haven't done this or that? You see, Christ established us as his bride, and that we are to be his community working together, and that working together is going to be difficult. There's a lot of things we need to do together. We are his witness in this community. We have so much love in this congregation. It is amazing to me to see the beauty of all that love that really is a part of who Trinity is. Why? Because we recognize that God loves us and he has a mission for us together. The reality is the church isn't just an organization we belong to. And I think we get it a lot of times wrong in this world today. I belong to. It's not just that we belong to. We are a part of the church. It is about a relationship to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. It is about his love transcending to our lives. Just as when those of us who were married stood in front of that altar, we made a commitment one to the other to share our lives together, to walk side by side. Our Lord made a commitment to each one of us. And we together have a commitment to one another. As a community, as brothers and sisters in Christ. Yes, just as marriage is a part of God's created order, the church was also established by God to be a witness, to be a sign of his great love for all people. For 50 years, I have walked side by side with my wife, Chris. And together, God has challenged us. He has blessed us. And yes, even in those difficult times, he has guided us. It has been a journey. And is we are a part of a congregation. Some of you have been here your whole life. Some of you are fairly new to this congregation. Some of you have been here for a number of years. Doesn't matter. We come together as God's people in this place. And he challenges us to live out our lives committed to who and what he has done for us. That Christ died that we may have life. And that living that life together, we share in building a ministry that reflects what God has done for us. This week we have Vacation Bible School, and what an opportunity for us to be able to witness to other children in our community, to be a witness in this community of God's love at work. If you look at that conversation Job had with God, see, there's a time when we get all wrapped up in ourselves, and yet God had to remind him, and where were you when all of this took place? Before we were, God was. And after we're gone, God will still be there. He is the eternal one. He created us not to live in isolation. He created us to be in families, to be in community, to show love towards one another, and to witness to that great love he has for us. In the months ahead, God's challenging us to walk together, side by side. I like to think of it as that marriage we have, the bride of Christ. Just as the marriage relationship is important in many of our lives, so is that relationship we have together as brothers and sisters in Christ, because we are his bride. And so we need to walk side by side. To new places, maybe to explore new heights, but always know that his grace, his love, is always going to be there for us. And so we journey side by side, just as each one of us who made that marriage commitment walk side by side with our bride or our groom. We walk side by side as brothers and sisters in Christ. Amen.